When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, there's a lot of hacking going on. We told you about the family who got their Ring cameras hacked and their little daughter was basically abused or at least certainly scared to death by a man who got on and was playing weird music and telling her, calling her racial slurs and all kind of crazy stuff. But apparently there's also some hacking that's been going on with social media accounts of famous people. And sadly enough, one of the
hacking over here.
The Sesame Street characters was hacked on X. Elmo was hacked this week.
Oh, okay.
And you laugh, but it was a pretty big deal because he made some pretty horrible statements online. He was spewing a bunch of anti-Semitic conspiracy hatred. He was posting various different things that were pretty bad, that were something we can't repeat on the radio.
You know, there's been issues with Elmo for a while now, right?
He needs to watch his own episodes is what he needs to watch.
He doesn't need to do anything. It wasn't Elmo. It was hacked. That's the whole point of the story.
In the past, Elmo's creator or the guy...
Okay, well, that's
got that, some trouble.
Yeah, this is Elmo's account was hacked. He did not make these statements, and it would be horrifying to any one of us if we had been hacked and people were saying we made the statements.
Right. You know, claiming that I get hacked when I say something wrong online, it's a really easy way to get away with stuff.
Is like, it, though,
I didn't say that.
They
Someone hacked me.
That. They checked that to see if you really got hacked or not, and then they call you out.
Who?
The people who were offended.
How would they know?
Because they can talk to like X or Twitter and they can be like, hey, was this account hacked or not? And they're like, no, we don't see any sign it was hacked. It looks like it was logged in from the regular user at this time and they made this statement.
Oh, hold on. Let me delete some stuff.
You should.
Yeah. You know, even if Elmo got grumpy and angry at folks, I can understand why. If I had someone's hand up my bottom, I would be kind of grumpy too.
You might want to retract this from your social media, too. Yeah. What you just said.
Retract that hand. Do that. That'd be a favor.
Uh-huh.
I mean, imagine those puppets. That got to be painful for them.
That's why their eyes are so big.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is one of those things that you worry about if you have an account like this. He also wrote some stuff about Donald Trump on the account. He basically just spouted out nonsense, and it was very upsetting. A spokesperson for Sesame Workshop said that his official account was briefly hacked, but it has since been secured, and the tweets were taken down, but screenshots live forever.
Can you imagine a parent that caught this? Like, their kids over there just watching an innocent show, and all of a sudden the hacker comes in, starts doing whatever.
That's not how it worked. This was on X.
Which, thankfully, I mean, kids who are watching Elmo, probably not on X, so they have no idea.
Exactly. Thank goodness there was no.
Oh, okay. I was just imagining them watching it, and all of a sudden, Elmo's saying some crazy stuff, and the mom's like, what is Elmo doing over there?
Who follows Elmo on X?
Apparently enough people that they noticed whenever.
I mean, kids aren't on there, so it's got to be the adults following Elmo, which I think is odd. Well, I mean, what do you follow Elmo to show your kids Elmo's tweets? I mean, it ain't.
I don't think it's
this is
like
all
that.
Weird to me. I just thought about it.
A lot of times, like they'll take the Disney characters and do funny stuff with them, or they'll take the characters and they'll say funny stuff or make funny memes out of that. That's going on all the time.
They're concerned about other Sesame Street characters getting hacked.
Oh yeah.
And just imagine what Oscar the Grouch is going to say.
Ooh,
well, he's already so mean.
He already seems hacked, but Big Bird. They said he might start posting with the hashtag "Birds aren't real." You know, that is a conspiracy theory.
What?
Yeah, there's a conspiracy theory. Just like the flat earthers, there's people who think that birds are not real. They're just little robots that spy on you.
Okay, but I did just read that, I think it was China, they have started doing this little brain implant into bees, and they're using them as spy drones. It's a real thing.
I don't know if I believe you on that or not.
It's real.
Was that on Elmo's account? Because it was hacked.
Elsa from Frozen, it's been snowing here all day, so much for hashtag global warming.
Yeah.
That's probably a sign she got hacked. And no, she can really
make it snow, though.
The Geico Gecko, want to save 15% or more on car insurance? Drain the swamp. Congress doesn't care about your interest rates. It would kind of be funny if some of these got hacked, actually. This is horrible. I don't know if I should say it or
not.
But I will.
Do it.
The Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, yeah.
Jim Jones was right. Drink the Kool-Aid. Hashtag,
Tom.
That's too soon.
You're talking about retracting stuff here on the show. Retract that statement.
Tony the Tiger. Yeah. The Illuminati invented stevia and other sugar substitutes to cause infertility and force population decline. Sugar substitutes are gross.
I believe that one.
Okay.
All these are over my head.
Round the earth is not. Lies NASA tells. Hashtag flat earth.
Who is that?
Yoda.
I know. Yoda,
it is. Yeah, there'd be a lot of these. Oh, man. Woody from the Toy Story. Tom Hanks drinks the blood of children. How do you think he survived COVID? Hashtag Rona.
Oh, we just ruined every child's morning. I hope they're in school already.
Oh, there's no school. These are hacks.
Oh, yeah, it's summer.
I believe that, though, about Tom.
Okay. And then finally, SpongeBob SquarePants. The chemicals in paper straws dissolve in your drink, and guess what? Yep, they react with 5G. Enjoy your eco-friendly mind control. And I can't do the SpongeBob laugh, but hashtag that.
I wouldn't laugh, but I didn't even get it.
I feel like Patrick. I didn't get that one either.
Have you not had any of those paper straws that dissolve in your drink?
Yeah. I will not drink out of a paper straw.
Okay, well, that's why you don't get it. But those dissolve.
I cannot stand a drink.
They dissolve, and the chemicals that make them dissolve, you end up drinking.
Yeah. Oh. Give me a real straw.
Then it mixes with the 5G, and it's bad.
Just to let y'all know, Tom has not been hacked this morning.
No, this is real stuff.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You plan on eating some ice cream this weekend? Because we got National Ice Cream Day coming up. I don't even need a national day for that.
Every day.
I love ice cream.
When's the last time you had it?
This week.
I don't eat it. It's my favorite dessert. I had it 2 weeks ago when I was at the beach.
Yeah. Okay.
Butter pecan.
I do it all the time. I mean, sometimes it can be my dinner. I can just eat it straight out of the carton.
I don't think these days make any difference for me. I'm like, I'm going to eat ice cream or not eat ice cream, regardless of whether they have a day for it.
And I can't buy it at the grocery store because that'll be gone in a day.
Okay.
Well, that's a single serving.
Yeah. The half gallon.
Well, they made them smaller now so they could be single servings.
Okay. So if you choose between ice cream or cake, which one would you go with?
Ice cream.
Yep. 67% of Americans would go with ice cream. 33% go with a cake over ice cream.
But my answer would be yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They go perfectly together.
They do.
Yep.
And then you got ice cream cakes.
Oh, and that's good too.
That's my favorite.
I did want to talk about that in just a second because 67% of people say they eat ice cream cake with a spoon. And then 17% eat ice cream cake with a fork.
I like the fork.
It can make, I mean, you're different than the others.
I think the fork cuts through easier.
Maybe, but the spoon, you get every last drop.
Oh, I lick the plate.
We get this. There are people out there, 10% eat our ice cream with a fork. How do you do that? Because you can't get it out of the bowl. Because you got those little bitty prongs there.
Well,
It depends. Is it the ice cream that it's like you got to get a full-blown butcher knife to cut through?
Yeah, because right.
The fork could maybe do that.
And
yeah,
the fork gets through it better.
Yeah, mm-hmm. If you have to have a steak knife to eat your ice cream, the freezer works really well.
That's a good idea, actually.
Yeah. But you know what? I read that we've been eating ice cream wrong because instead of scooping the ice cream out, you're supposed to put it in hot water for like 15 to 30 seconds. Then you dump the whole thing out of the carton upside down and get a knife and slice. You're slicing ice cream slices.
I don't buy all that.
Well, if you eat it all in one sitting, sure, but if you put it back in the freezer, that feel like that's bacteria.
Oh, well,
yeah, I agree.
You just gotta fit on it just perfectly. It's like a sandcastle that you're making at the beach.
I did see where, it's like if you got kids, you buy the pint and you take it out of the freezer and you cut it half and half to where you got four
so
little,
you got four quarters.
And you stick a stick down in there and pull it out and let the kids.
Oh, yeah.
That way you don't have to have a bowl. It's on a stick, and you use the whole pint up.
Ice cream on a stick. Sounds like a store we can create. So 49% usually eat ice cream out of
a bowl. That's what I always do.
35% go with a cone, and I'll do that sometimes on special occasions.
Waffle cones are sure good. Yeah, a good waffle cone.
Or sugar cone or the regular wafer cone.
Honestly, cones are just good.
Yeah.
That is the most stressful question. When they're like, which one? I'm like, I always forget. What's the one, the waffle one? But then there is the sugar, and there's a cake and everything else. And those two look the same to me.
You know what you do? Just ask them, which one has the most calories?
The sugar cone is the one pointed on the end. The waffle cone is one of those big waffles. And then the regular cone is that little short square.
It's made out of styrofoam. Is what it is.
Flat bottom cones, they make the rockin' world go round.
Yep, and 17% don't mess around. They eat it straight out of the carton. So it's okay to eat that ice cream out of the carton.
Now, if you are alone,
if you got a family, you know,
you just don't tell them.
You get like 3 or 4 different spoons. Okay, so and then 17% of us have never bought ice cream from an ice cream truck.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they drive too fast.
What?
It's like you're trying to make me burn the calories I'm about to eat. I've chased them down before, and I'm like, I'm here. I'm pushing kids out of the way.
Yeah.
I'm like, slow down, and they just keep going.
Well, they give you warnings that they're on their way.
But
you just got to stand out there and hold your hand up.
You're trying to sell something, then you make people chase you.
Yeah.
What is up with that?
It's wrong.
Well, you got to work off the ice cream before you buy it.
That's right.
All right. So here's a couple little fun facts about ice cream. 92% say their favorite ice cream topping is more ice cream.
Really?
Instead of the syrup. Okay. Also, 61% of moms whose kids get ice cream cones use the phrase, hurry before it melts. Because it goes all, if you've seen a kid, like, and it's going all down their hand.
A couple weeks ago, yes.
That was me at the Simpsonville ice cream place right there by the railroad tracks.
Yeah.
I felt like I was playing a game trying to eat it before it melted all down my arms.
Oh, yeah, because it's so hot.
Yeah.
It was many years ago, and this little kid, an ice cream truck just went by, and she had her popsicle there, fell in freshly mowed grass. And she just picked it right back up and started eating.
That's a topping at that point.
Yes. Man, some of my fondest memories are when my mom would go and buy all those things like the caramel that dries hard on top of your ice cream.
Magic shell.
Yeah. That was great times, man.
Yeah, ice cream bars is always fun for kids. It's like a little buffet ice cream bar. So you can plan that this summer.
I did that once for a family gathering. Mm-hmm. It's been years ago, but I got all the wet nuts, the regular nuts, the sprinkles, the caramel, the fudge, and just set up a little ice cream bar.
It's great.
And
great
party. We had cones or bowls, whatever you wanted.
And then a final fun fact for you about ice cream. Never ask a woman who's eating ice cream straight out of a carton how she's doing.
I'm fine.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have all experienced this at some time or another. You go to the refrigerator, you see something in there you want to eat, but you look at the expiration date and maybe you're a day off.
Yeah.
Maybe you're 2 days off.
Mm-hmm.
And you ask yourself, how strict is that date? Do I actually have to quit eating it on the day of the expiration date, or can I go a couple of days or not? Well, it turns out the answer is it depends on the food.
Yeah.
I've got some foods you should never risk eating after their expiration dates.
I hope it's not bread, because I did that, and I made a sandwich the other day, and then I went deeper in the loaf, and it was mold as I was putting the bread up, and I'm like, oh, my.
I accidentally did that while pregnant, which was terrifying.
Yeah. That will kill you.
They say don't ever pull mold off of bread. If there's one slight little piece of mold in that loaf of bread, throw
that.
The whole loaf away, because the air is already in there.
You can do it with cheese, they say. You can pinch a loaf off of it.
I still would.
Okay.
I don't know what you're doing to your cheese, but there's no wonder there's mold on it.
Yeah, I can't throw away a whole loaf of bread in this economy. Sorry.
I will throw bread away easily. I'm just saying, I already made the sandwich and ate some that didn't, I don't think. Is the mold in the bag?
Yes. The spores are already in the bag.
He's
if you
right.
see one mold spore, then the whole loaf is affected. Now, I will buy a half loaf of bread now, and I will, if I know I'm not going to eat it, I'll throw it in the freezer.
How do you do that? You buy a half
they
a
sell,
loaf?
Sara Lee has a half a loaf of bread. It's the same price as a full loaf.
Bro. I thought you were just digging in there and just grabbing half a loaf out. And
why can't stores do that?
Leaving the bread right there on the rack.
Why can't I go to the deli or the bakery and say, give me a half a loaf of Sunbeam?
Yeah, pinch me off a loaf.
Not the fresh baked bread.
Well, anyway, don't eat any of those foods.
Good, all right.
Well, they can't do that because the same reason that the hot dog people won't talk to the bun people and put the same amount in
That's
both
true.
Bags.
There's a reason they do that. You have to read up on that.
Mm.
So you guys want to know which food you shouldn't eat afterwards?
Oh, I know it's not bread.
Okay. I'm still going to eat it.
Milk.
Okay.
Expired milk. Mm-hmm. You can go with your nose, but here's the problem. You're risking a severe gastrointestinal issue, cramping, diarrhea, and fever. Probably won't die from it, but you could have a pretty miserable day.
And milk is the only one that I think of that if it is past date and I smell it, I'll still drink it if it smells okay.
It probably won't kill you, but you might wish you were dead.
I'll sniff my milk in a heartbeat, but sometimes I'll throw it away even if it smells funky and it's not expired.
I will too.
You know what I'm saying?
I will
too. So I'm always sniffing my milk, and if I go to your house and I sniff your milk, it's okay.
Yogurt, for the same reasons as milk, same exact situation. It's kind of like milk that's already just a little step closer to being spoiled.
Yogurt, I feel like, gets bad aggressively fast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but real quick now, because I have some expired yogurt I'm saving at home.
What for?
The windows.
Well, no. They say you put those, Tom educated us the other day. But how far can you go past the expiration date with the yogurt?
It says not to.
One day? Not even one day?
It says that you consuming expired yogurt can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, abdominal cramps, and nausea.
I would think any dairy, milk, or dairy products.
And they said that actually because of the probiotics, it actually is a breeding ground for bacteria, and that makes the harmful bacteria grow faster, too.
Okay.
All right. Soft cheeses. Not hard cheeses. Hard cheeses can last a long time, But soft cheeses.
Like Kraft American Singles?
You know, those are probably so filled with like artificial ingredients, they probably last forever.
Okay, good.
But you know, like Edam and those kind of things. Feta, brie, camembert, those are soft cheeses.
So how about like the little platter you get at the grocery stores? It has the cheddar, the, you know, hot cheese and all
that.
So
how you do it is you squeeze it, and if it's soft, then it's a soft cheese.
Oh.
So not the Lunchables.
Probably another case where there's enough preservatives you can get away with it.
Yeah.
Here's one, deli meats. Deli meats are bad news when it comes to Listeria. That is a type of bacteria that thrives even in refrigerated environments. Deli meats have killed people being in the expiration date. They're definitely dangerous out of expiration date.
So someone told me recently that the expiration date doesn't matter once that bag is opened. You only have, it's like 5 days before it's bad. So
there's probably
even
some
if,
truth to that.
Yeah. The word Listeria sounds like one of those drug ads or something. It's like, Listeria. You know,
I thought it was a song by Duran Duran.
Listeria?
Wasn't it Hysteria that they said?
Oh, that was Def Leppard.
Def Leppard, I mean. Def Leppard, yeah.
You got me confused. Oh, I thought it was a mouthwash, so who knows?
Lincoln Rihanna song, Listeria.
Okay, yeah. Seafood. Never go past the expiration date on seafood, especially shellfish and salmon. They have
salmon
too. harmful bacteria and viruses whenever they're past their expiration dates, and they can result in a nasty bout of food poisoning.
But that can of tuna can last a long time if you eat that.
Why is that?
Don't know. It's that special chunky water they put in.
Once it's in a can and sealed up like that, I think it's not exposed to any germs or atmosphere.
But what's the, you ever do the chicken in a can and it's got that yellow clump thing? What
yeah,
is that?
That's the fat. That's chicken fat.
I had relatives that would can fish. They would catch fish out like wherever, and they canned the fish, like baked it and stuff, and it was like your granny canning jelly. It was the same thing. And the fish, it looked disgusting.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Food you should never eat past the expiration date, eggs.
I do that all the time.
Salmonella, you can do the float test to evaluate them.
I do that.
French eggs sink and lay flat on their sides. Eggs that have gone bad start to float due to the enlargement of the gases inside the shell.
And if it's standing up, it's about to go bad. Eat it quick.
How does it stand up? Oh, you mean in the water?
The end, yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought you just put it on the counter, and I'm like, okay.
If it's walking.
He was thinking of Humpty Dumpty. Yeah.
If it's walking, that's a problem right there. It's way expired at that point.
It's hatched.
Food you should never eat past their expiration date, prepared salads. You know the salad in a bag?
I quit buying it because there was an outbreak one time.
Right. They get outbreaks without being out of date. They definitely, you don't want to push your luck on going after the date.
And back when I did buy the bag salad, I would still wash the salad myself.
Right. Wash it yourself.
Yeah, because I have a salad spinner.
How do you wash lettuce? Because I don't think I do that right.
You put it in one of those colanders and just spray it down.
So it is just water?
Pretty much.
I always rinse and repeat.
See, I have the salad
shampoo?
Spinner.
Oh, do you really?
I have that. You put it in a bowl, and you push the button, and it spins the water.
But it's just water. Mm-hmm. How is water doing
it's
anything?
It's rinsing it off.
Rinsing what off?
You don't put the germs.
No soap. I put mine in a dishwasher.
That's what I'm going to do. Just that makes sense.
Put all your fruits and vegetables. Don't put it on the bottom, though. That's horrible.
All right. Two more. Sushi, which, I mean, obviously, you don't want to push your luck with sushi. And sprouts, like bean sprouts or microgreens.
Yep.
They say to also with leftovers, but I mean, how do you know what the expiration date is unless you wrote it yourself and you made that up, so it doesn't really matter. But those are things that if you push your luck on the expiration date, at the very least, you're looking at a bad case of diarrhea and possibly worse.
So if you're wanting to do that, that might be a good
You need thing a weight loss plan.
I need to lose 3 pounds before this party coming up Saturday.
And I did it with Listeria.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.